Blackstone Publishing presents The Shadow Catcher by Micah S. Hackler. This book is read by Eric G. Dove. Dream Stalker. The bird emitted a single low woo, then spread its wings. As the animal dove from its perch, the frightened girl threw down her flashlight and began to run. She fell once, feeling the wings of the bird brush against her when she did. She fell a second time as she tripped over what was left of the campfire. Scrambling to her feet, she stumbled toward the car, trying to swat the bird away. As her fingers touched the door handle, she felt a cold darkness envelop her. Her screams blended with the screeching of the owl to form a single voice, a voice swallowed by the cold chill of the mountain night. Miles away, a boy heard the screams. He didn't know what they meant, and was afraid that if he went back to sleep, the dream would come again. For Stan and Julie Gutierrez. Oh, Hale, oh, Hale, through the air, I will fly upon the eagle's wings to find the holy place. Oh, Hale, oh, Hale, the one who never dies will guide me through the darkness to find the holy place. Oh, Hale, oh, Hale. I have no choice. The owl has called my name, and I must go to find the holy place. Oh, Hale, oh, Hale. Apache Death Chant. Chapter 1. Marcus had ridden with his father and his Uncle Dan all the way up from Dulce, sitting between them in the pickup truck. He had found the conversation dull. It mostly centered on who Uncle Dan, a confirmed bachelor, was currently dating. Marcus really didn't care. School was out for the summer, and he had been invited to go to work with the big guys. It beat being stuck at home doing yard work and chores around the house. The oil derrick didn't look that impressive at first, but as they got closer, it grew bigger and bigger. When they finally came to a stop next to the drilling supervisor's trailer, the derrick looked 100 feet tall to the boy. The constant pounding and clanging of the drilling unit was almost deafening, even with the windows of the truck rolled up. "I think it's time we pulled some more samples," Daniel yelled as he opened the door of the truck. Marcus's father nodded. "We'll get right on it." He opened the driver's door and got out. Reaching behind the seat, he pulled out an aluminum hard hat and popped it on his head.
"Dad,"
Marcus yelled,
"can I go up to the platform with you?"
"You got your hard hat?"
"It's in the back of the truck."
His father looked at the rig. No new pipe was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?